Blog Talk Radio.
Singer, songwriter, musician, book author, intellectual, and podcaster. Here is Dove Knight.
Again, I told you guys I don't like talking about personal things, but it's about dealing with insanity, absurdity. I was trying to write a book about it. In my neighborhood, the hoodlums, I can hear them outside, even from right now when I go outside. These hoodlum strangers who has targeted me for a very long time. Restraining orders, calling, I just told the police about it from being outside, yesterday, and I told them what they have said. I don't deal with deranged, crazy people, okay, with severe mental illness, okay? I don't know these people, and I'm going to talk about, you know, I told you about the black-on-black crime thing. These African-American hoodlums, if they live out on the street or living nearby, and I do not know them personally, I was not their friend, I don't talk to them, and they target me or want to press my buttons, then they are dangerous, and something is wrong with this picture. I'm glad that they, as I mentioned before, that they passed the state law to put severe mentally ill people in the hospital or in prison. These people are that. And I can see why. I mean, I don't know these people, okay, these African-American hoodlums. They say crazy things like, oh, they don't want to, they're jealous, they don't want me to go to law school, they don't like that I became a doctor, a lawyer, or they don't like, I'm going to law school because of Obama. All that is not true. Is they're insane, they're sick. I don't know them personally, I was not their friend, I did nothing to them whatsoever, you know, no harm to them. And they target me. So, you know, they need to stop, you know. This is, I could see why, through my own bad experiences and looking at the statistics and looking at my family, why so many innocent African-Americans get, some African-Americans get murdered and killed and harassed is because of my deranged, dangerous African-American people who are jealous of them. Happens a lot in the hood, so, but it's not just in the hood. So my thing is that that's not fair to me. I am forced to call the police, get the law involved, because these hoodlums, I presume, have criminal records. They're severely mentally ill. They're alcoholics, drug addicts. I don't hang around with someone like that who sleep on the street and target me. These hoodlums have said they violated, they bug my home. They are dangerous people. They love to target other African Americans to murder and kill and harass. And I'm not going to be the next statistic for no reason. They need to go somewhere else. This is not South Los Angeles. This is not a place where, unfortunately, it has happened at times. But these are not just, you know, these African-Americans and these Latino criminals need to stop. They need to stop targeting me. They need to stop with saying things that are not true. There are lots of people who go to graduate school or got a PhD or a law degree, black, white, or brown. If I was interested in academia, and the honest truth, I did not go because I want to be Obama. Obama is a very successful person. Obama was president. I have no interest in being a politician. Obama was a politician. And while I'm very liberal and very progressive, And while there are black men and women who don't commit crimes against other black people or white people or whatever, I'm one of them. I don't commit crimes or get jealous or target people who I don't know. These individuals outside are doing this. They need to stop. Stop with the black-on-black crime thing because they're going to end up in prison or a mental hospital. They are going back to prison. There's too many African-American hoodlums and go to prison all the time. They exhibit qualities and characteristics of someone in the state pen. And I know what they say. They have said that they think I'm sensitive and they press my buttons. A sign of a psychopath. You know, psychopaths, sociopaths love to press people buttons and love to, they think it's a weakness. That is a sign of a sociopath. I don't know them personally. I was not their friend. I did nothing to them directly or indirectly. They think I'm an enemy for no reason. All I can say is going by skin color of some stranger you don't know shows that these people are severely sick and they are insane, because that's absurd. We don't go up to strangers, whether they look like us or not, and target them. The black-on-black crime got to stop for these particular people. I mean, I really find that very offensive if I go to graduate school or if I get in the music industry and they're going by my race. I don't like that. That's so ignorant. We look at individuals distinctively. While love does not see color, I say that before, I like people of all races. I do not like no hoodlums or no crazy people or some evil person trying to hinder me or try to target me through attempted harassment or try to press my buttons or try to commit some felony, trespass, follow me around for several years simply because I look like them or because they're jealous and I don't know them. Something is wrong with this picture. As I said before, if you have any type of stalker or some deranged person targeting you, you call the police and you try to get a restraining order, do whatever you can. Because the people that I came across and they're outside are too dangerous for me to be around. And even if I knew them in the past, because I don't talk to them, I don't know them a long time, even if I knew them, that's deranged, insane. Okay? But if you come across anybody like that, call the police, get a restraining order. Because these people are capable of doing some serious harm, like murder or some robbery or something. You got to keep away from dangerous people. For me, these other people, they're not just African-American, they're Latino and they're white too. It doesn't matter what race it is. It doesn't matter what race it is. As I repeat before, I do not single out skin color when I deal with people, because that's the right thing to do. I look at people's personalities. Skin color does not tell me or anybody what a person is like or whatever, because there's good and bad in this society. There are evil people regardless of race or color or creed. I came across these individuals live on the street or nearby. They're evil. And they're Latino, they're white, and they're African-American. And I'm talking about the African-Americans who said all these things that has been shown to have to happen all the time with particular African-Americans trying to succeed. There's no right for some African-American trying to succeed in school or music or whatever it is to be harassed by some deranged, jealous predator who happens to be the same color. And that has happened to me. You know, it's also the hoodlums that they're also Latino. They're white. I mean, I don't know why they come over here. I think they're from that center I told you. Perhaps they're from the San Fernando Center. I'm not working there. I'm not volunteering there. I am not going to be no. I'm not going to be no therapist. they were angry at me because I think they perhaps know me. I'm talking about these other people now, some of these other homeless, because I don't want to be a therapist or manager. That's crazy. That's insane. That's absurd. That's sick. The police need to lock them up in a state mental hospital or prison because that's where they belong. They belong in a state prison or hospital. They need to do something about the mentally ill because the mentally ill who's on the homeless, and if they're homeless, they should have the right to look for apartment, look for a homeless shelter, go rent a room. There's lots of options instead of sitting on the street. Now, some of these people, these same people that I said, have made up stories, again, as I told you before, that I put them on the street. Again, that's insane. I was never a manager of any apartment building or any rental place in my lifetime until I own my home now. And I do not like being accused of something that was false and delusional. They need to go to a psychiatrist. I have told the SMART team about them so they could be locked up in a hospital or prison. And I don't like being targeted by people like this. And I'm talking about people regardless of the race. You know, these people do not know how to stop. They cannot make me be no therapist. And they up here saying rock bands and all kinds of things. You know, it's like saying, oh, I'm a priest. I am not no priest. I never will be. Need to stop. They need to take their delusions to a mental hospital. But they also exhibit antisocial behavior. They might harass or do some crime or something. They need to go to a mental hospital. They need to go to prison, too. I think a prison would be good for these people. You know, I'm dealing with the absurdity. A prison or a mental hospital would be good because they'll teach them how to mind their business in a prison, because I don't think they would be walking around trying to target somebody they don't know. Or some false delusion or allegation that has never happened. We can't do this in society in general, because I know that they're on their way back to a prison or a mental hospital because that's where they've been before. Because when some stranger goes around to another stranger who they don't know or falsely accuse them of something they don't, that never happened and continue to do it, that's what end up, that's why, that's dangerous. In this society, that's dangerous. But I'm careful who I deal with because there are people in the society who are dangerous. In my neighborhood, when these people say I need to leave the neighborhood in order for them to stop targeting me, I realize how very dangerous they are. So I am forced to call the LAPD. I am forced to do things to protect myself from crazy people. Now, when I was working in psychology briefly, I realized that I cannot and I never will work in psychology, clinical psychology ever again because of experiences with these individuals. I realize that I don't have the capacity to deal with people who have severe mental illness and do that as a job. But the other situation is that they're jealous of my music ambition. They don't want to see me succeed, or they have said that they stole my songs. So obviously, as I mentioned, the reason why they're doing these things is because they're jealous of me. They're envious of my ambitions, they're envious of my talent, and they want to try to marginalize me or steal my song or say things to show that they're jealous. They don't have no talent, they don't have nothing but sit on their ass outside in a vehicle or in their apartment or house or wherever they are and don't do anything but try to target me. These individuals are drug addicts. I believe they're probably drug dealers. I don't hang around with people like that. Ex-con, ex-felons, got severe mental health issues, which is another sign of a dangerous person. They sit out there in a car and target me for years. Don't do anything. Don't volunteer. Don't do nothing. Don't go to school. Don't do nothing good, but just sit out there and try to do evil things to me. That sure shows a sign that they have pretty much stuck outside and they lost their lives. This has been going on decades. So they're So their lives are over. So the thing is that when the mental hospital or the prison comes into play, I think they will regret for what they did to innocent people like me or people who are trying to make their dreams come true. It is not fair for me to be targeted by some jealous individual who I don't know, or a bunch of individuals, or it include people who I do know, who I have not talked to in years, and these individuals I do not know, I don't know them, and do this as a sign that they're too dangerous to be walking outside among other people. We don't go by race in a society. They say that, oh, I don't like my own people and all that. You know, that's racism. As I said before, I don't want to deal with no some mentally ill person. Or somebody who's talk about rock band. There's no rock band here. Or say things that are crazy. I'm not no priest. And then there was this crazy woman, one of them, who said, oh, I need to, you know, what I do, like black women, white women. You know that's crazy. You know, I'm trying to get the smart team to lock them up. But what they want to do is take away my dream. They really want to do. I talked about this before, previous blog talk radios, how absurd and deranged this is. And they're dangerous. So it's important that the police lock them up so they can do what they can to get the rehabilitation they need in a mental hospital or prison. For me, it's to continue to go for my dreams, but also protect myself. I don't want no hoodlum getting in my way of trying to make my dreams come true. Don't let no hoodlum, no evil human being, or some deranged human being like I experienced with these individuals who I referred to, and these individuals of different races in my neighborhood, who I don't know, who target me for no rational reason. They belong in a state hospital or prison. Don't let people like this take your dreams away. The goodness of the society is we lock these people up and we keep away from people like this permanently. For me, I'm not a clinical psychologist, a therapist, and I never will be. And I just cannot believe that in Los Angeles, which is a lot of resources, that they have not locked people like this up. They on Haskell, on Sherman Way, they can go to a mental hospital or prison easily so that people like you and me can be safe from them. And I'm going to stay away from these people, and I'm going to protect myself from these people. I ain't going to let them take my dream away. Good day, good night from Dove Knight.